This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bishcakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome.
Let me just say, in my fervor to defend Ovi, I did forget that the Stanley Cup, the Caps had gone to the Stanley Cup before Ovi in the late 90s,
yes,
and they got swept out by the Red Wings.
I really remember that.
Yeah.
We were doing appearances.
We did make another Stanley Cup appearance outside of the one in 2018 that the Caps won.
We were at that bar in D.C. I can't remember which one it was.
Was it John Paul's or Jay Paul's or something?
Maybe it was Jay Paul's, and we were the only ones there.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Literally, the Caps were in the finals.
They were in the Stanley Cup finals, and there was no one there to watch.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
We ordered pizza.
Eastern Conference finals when they clinched against Buffalo.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just prior to going to the Stanley Cup.
But can you imagine if that was the case now? That place would be jammed.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, we were doing late appearances, but I believe the game was still going on. Who did they play?
Buffalo.
They played Buffalo.
And why was it still going on? Because we were doing appearances like from 10 to noon.
Let me guess. Probably a Caps overtime appearance.
Yeah.
Even back in the late 90s, I would guess.
Yeah.
I actually drove to Piney Orchard with a DAT recorder and interviewed some people.
That is old school. Putting in the work.
All right, we've got Tariq El-Bashir on with us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Tariq, of course, covers the Caps for The Athletic. Hey, Tariq.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
So tell us why this year is different than the previous 3 years. It's first round exit once again. What should we take away from this season versus the seasons prior?
Well, I mean, I know all the Caps fans and the players and everyone with the organization are incredibly disappointed. And, you know, I understand that disappointment this year. You know, I mean, they were right in this thing. They had several opportunities to upset the number one regular season team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where that disappointment stems from. I mean, you go back to game four, you know, a couple of mistakes and it's a loss. You know, you go to game five, a 3-0 lead. You just don't see 3-0 leads coughed up in the postseason. I mean, when games get more tight checking and guys are more dialed in and more focused and there's fewer mistakes and there's less space out there and they cough that up. And then, you know, game six, again, they had an opportunity to get back in it and to, you know, force a game seven and put all the pressure back on the less experienced Panthers, and they weren't able to do it. So, you know, I would say if you're a Caps fan, you should be heartened by the fact that you have a team that even averaging almost 31 years old, you know, and has a lot of aging veterans, was still able to push a younger, faster Panthers team to the brink, or, you know, too close to the brink.
Right.
But on the flip side, you look at the missed opportunities and you also look at that age and you're like, these guys aren't getting any younger and they missed what I thought was their best opportunity to make a run. I mean, when they were up 2-1, guys, I was like, this might be, like, I could start seeing that pathway opening up a little bit. And then, you know, disappointment, devastation, whatever you want to call it.
Tariq, you mentioned the aging vets. One of those guys is Nicklas Backstrom. I was concerned by some of his quotes when he said the hip is not going to be 100%. That sounds like in perpetuity going forward. That's just something that he's going to have to deal with, on a year by year basis.
Yeah, I think listening to what Backstrom said and listening to GM Brian McClellan and even Coach Peter Laviolette yesterday didn't give you the warm and fuzzies about the direction, for Nicklas Backstrom. And it's really a shame because, obviously he's meant so much to this franchise. It still means so much to this franchise. But, if you watched him in those last, 40 games of the regular season, you could clearly see he was laboring to get around the rink. As a reporter, you're down on ice level, leaving the rink around the same time as the players. And, after a 3-hour grueling game, he was dragging his leg around a little bit. It was hard for him. So, you listen to his teammates and his coaches, and they all praised him and showed their appreciation yesterday for what he had to go through just to be able to get out there. And when he was out there, you could still see that elite vision. You could still see those great hands. He still set up TJ Oshie for some important goals. But, the key point to me yesterday, for me yesterday, was when Brian McClellan was asked if going through another year like this year was sustainable for the team and for Backstrom. He said, no, it's not. Hmm. So
what does that mean?
I don't know what I don't know what direction this is going to go just yet, guys, but it does sound to me like they're going to, have specialists look at the left hip again and maybe talk about surgery. And it's going to be really important over these next 3-4 months that Nicklas is able to start feeling better and start feeling like he's going to be able to be more, going to be able to skate and get around the rink better next year. Or, no one wants to talk about this. I mean, he's not going to retire and walk away from that money, but we've seen over the course of, the last several years when an older player has an injury that just doesn't allow him to perform at an NHL level. And I'm not saying it's quite at that point yet, but if it gets to that point, they just put him on LTIR for in perpetuity, and that contract goes away, and that player, kind of is just there, not playing. I don't know if it's going to reach that point, but my antenna certainly went up yesterday, and you just feel bad for everyone involved because Nick's a great guy and obviously a huge figure in this franchise's history, and you just never want to see a player who had that kind of ability, that kind of skill, that kind of impact on a team, on a city, in this position, because I don't know. I mean, it's definitely touch and go right now.
We went through all the big numbers and the big names. If you look at what's owed to these guys, obviously Ovi's not going anywhere, but he's got $40 million coming to him. Backe, you just talked about, he's got $30 million. Kuzi's got 24. Carlson's got $32 million coming to him. Oshie, 18. And that's not even including, guys like Mantha and Willie. So, I mean, the core of this team, the top seven guys, are making a ton of money the next few years. Do you envision any big moves at all?
I felt like going into yesterday's news conference with Brian McClellan, we were going to hear, we've got our core is our core. We knew we were going to get to this point. We're going to keep augmenting that core and adding pieces to support them and try to win. And he didn't really give that vibe. He said, it's been 4 straight first round exits. We're going to make changes. So If I'm a player in that room and I make a lot of money and I'm on a long-term contract, I just went, oop, I definitely heard that loud and clear. I don't think they're going to trade a core player. I mean, obviously, an Ovechkin, a Backstrom, a Carlson, Kuznetsov, Wilson, I don't see those guys going anywhere, but Brian McClellan did not sound like a general manager that was going to tinker around the edges this summer. Uh-huh. I've talked to people around the league, and I think a lot of people are girding for and expecting a lot of trade movement around the draft. Teams that are projected to be over the cap, some teams that have some space and are looking to add. I think there's going to be some movement. I do feel like, guys, there is a possibility of a shocker, of a what? They traded who for what? I think there could be one of those moments this summer. And if you were going to ask me where, I don't know what player would be going out, but I think it's going to be a goaltender coming in. And there are some guys who, if you look at the cap situation of some of these teams, there are some teams that have guys, two goaltenders that are making $5 or $6 million, and that's not unsustainable. That's not something you can do in this league. You have $12 million tied up in a goaltender or in two goaltenders. You know, I'm talking about Jonathan Quick and, you know, in Los Angeles and Cal Peterson. You know, I'm talking about Billy Husso and Jordan Binnington in St. Louis. You look at the Islander situation with Semyon Varlamov, who we all know from his time in D.C., and Ilya Sorokin. I mean, there are some situations where I think the Capitals are going to be able to, you know, use their leverage and maybe pry away a very good goaltender. But they're going to have to give up something to get something.
And Tarek, in that same vein, what do you see happening as far as backup going? Would they keep Ilya and or Vitek as the backup if they make that big free agency splash? Is there, you know, a guy like EB Love, Zach Fucali from Hershey? Huh. Is that a guy that would get elevated to be the backup if they spend big money or swing a deal for
a goalie?
I feel
like they need a proven guy.
Yeah, I would feel like if they went out and got a big name goaltender, let's say in a trade, I would say either Vanacek or Samsonov would be retained as the backup. You know, in today's game, you know, all the advanced analytics point to the fact that you can't play your number one, especially if he's in his 30s. You can't play those guys 65 games anymore, 60 games. You know, you need someone who's gonna get out. You know, you need a backup who is capable of starting, you know, 28, 30 games. So you still want a capable player in that backup role. Vanacek was the more consistent of the two. Samsonov is the more talented of the two. To me, it just feels like Zach Kutali is the number three and is going to be the number three going forward. Like, he's just the guy you can call up for a few games when there's injuries or other situations going on. I don't know that he's viewed as a guy who's ready right now or you know, will be in the near future as, you know, being a full-time NHL player. I could be wrong, but that's not the vibe that I get. So if you had to ask me right now, what's this goaltending situation going to look like, I would say proven veteran number one who's not currently in the organization, Vitek Vanacek as the backup, and Fucali still, you know, the number one in Hershey.
Talking to Tarek El-Bashir, covers the Capitals for The Athletic. You mentioned decision-making and Brian McClellan. Is he 100% safe?
Winning a cup buys you a lot of time. And if you look at Ted Leonsis's, you know, history with managers, you know, I'm thinking about Ernie Grunfeld and just other key high name, you know, big name important people in within monumental sports. Ted doesn't move on quickly. You know, he's pretty loyal and likes continuity. So that's a long-winded way of saying it doesn't feel that way to me. It does not feel that way to me at all. I think the pressure will start to rise, but also, you know, you talk to people behind the scenes and, you know, this aging core that, you know, you look at the Penguins as well, sorry to jump around here, but the Penguins also haven't advanced past the first round since 2018. You know, that's another star-laden team driven by 30-somethings. But you look at the way this team is constructed, you know, the ownership told Mac Brian McClellan how to do this, I mean, or what they wanted. And they wanted to keep Alex Ovechkin and Nicholas Backstrom, and they wanted to keep this aging core that delivered the championship in 2018. So, you know, if you're ownership and you told your manager how you wanted things done and then he did the things you wanted him to do and then it hasn't worked out, I don't know, it's pretty tough to fire that guy, right? I mean, he's just executing the plan that you laid out. So I don't think so. I think management coaching, I think it comes back intact next year. I think the biggest wow moments this summer are going to be on the player roster.
When you look at the way that the Caps lost games, especially games 4 and 5, okay, game 6,
yeah,
you know, there were still, I don't know, 12 minutes, 10 minutes left in the third when they tied that, but whatever. When you look at the way they lost games 4 and 5, what do you chalk that up to? Is it just mistakes? Is it age? Is it conditioning? Is it, you know, lack of speed? Was it goaltending? I mean, I guess it was a combination of all of those, but you can't lose 3 consecutive games that way without there being a main cause, right?
Yeah, you can't. And, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, collective mental fortitude or focus. I thought about this. I've been asked about this. There is a common thread, and it's key mistakes at the wrong moment. I don't know how you fix that or correct that. It wasn't systems. I thought Coach Laviolette's, you know, plan to kind of trap it up in the postseason, it was the right plan. I do feel like the goaltenders have a little bit of culpability. They didn't lose the series for the Capitals, but there still were some leaky goals that hurt at the wrong moments. But, you know, specifically to game four and games five, it was mistakes by people who shouldn't be making those mistakes. I mean, yeah, the overtime loser in game four was Connor McMichael losing a handle at center ice, but there were other things that happened on that play. Mm-hmm. You know, in the moments leading up to that overtime losing goal, you know, you had opportunities to finish. You know, there was an empty netter that got missed. There was Marcus Johansson that missed a breakaway. You know, that's just clutch. Those, you know, maybe this team is collectively missing a clutch gene. Maybe need some other, you know, another player or two who has proven that they can do it under the, you know, harshest and you know, highest pressure on situations and moments. And then you go to game five, and it's guys you're not expecting to you know, spit the bit, you know, at the wrong moment. I mean, it was T.J. Oshie, who had a great postseason. You know, he's still kind of banged up, and he tried to toe drag and be a fancy Dan in center ice, and it got picked, and now it's 3-1. Uh-oh. You know, and then, you know, there's, you know, John Carlson pinched down the wall in a situation where he shouldn't be pinching down the wall with a bouncing puck, and it goes over a stick, and uh-oh, now it's 3-2.
Right.
Then you look at the game-tying goal, and there's five dudes standing around watching Sam Reinhart find the puck. You know, like, there were all sorts of things, and I do feel like – I don't feel like speed was an overwhelming problem for the Capitals, but I do feel like youthful energy and exuberance, guys who are 25 bounce back faster between playoff games, they miss less time in the regular season. You know, they're almost an average of 31 years old. They've got to bring that number down to 27 or 28. It's going to be hard. I don't know how you do it, but they're going to have to ship out some of these older guys and bring in some younger guys. And, you know, and one quick note of, you know, one thing that really raised my antenna yesterday in the news conferences was, you know, both McClellan and Laviolette said, yeah, we got to find a spot for Connor McMichael, and we'd like him at center. Well, if your centers are Evgeny Kuznetsov, Nicholas Backstrom, Lars Eller, and Nick Dowd, and Connor McMichael is a third line center, what does that mean for Lars Eller?
Right.
You know, I mean, they were kind of dropping hints all along, right?
Yeah.
What do they have any besides McMichael? Who's their next best prospect? Who's, you know, 20 years old? Who they might be able to bring up next year?
You know, I think Alexei Protas is. You know, he's a big center who can also play wing. They also like him at center. I don't know if he's a full-time player next year, but, you know, he's a guy who I think they think very highly of. He's not exactly fast, but he's young. You know, he's 21 years old. Hendrix Lapierre, remember, he started the season with the Capitals. Another center who can, you know, be put on the wing if necessary. 20 years old. And, you know, those are young legs there. You know, Brett Leeson, we saw a lot of him. You know, he's more of like a grinder type. I don't know where he fits in, but they played him 30-some-odd games this year. You know, on the back end, you got Alex Alexiev, you know, first-round pick from a few years ago. At some point, you got to make room for that guy. I mean, he's showed he's done. He's gone down to Hershey. He's done everything that you told him to do. You know, he's ready for an opportunity. I think he makes the team. And another player that kind of got buried was a first-round draft pick, Lucas Johansson. He got buried by injuries. You know, he was drafted back in 2016. But he had a really good year this year. Now that he's finally healthy, I could see him make a push for the team. So they've got some young blood. They've got some guys down in Hershey. And, you know, one cool thing about this season, you know, taking away the collapse at the end, was early on, because of all the injuries and the COVID situation, they actually had a chance cap-wise and roster-wise to bring up these guys. So as they start looking at free agency and what to do here, it's not like they're going, well, how does this guy who played exclusively in Hershey the last 2 years, how does he fit into our – they saw these guys. They saw them in Washington. So they have a feel for how Axel Johnson Fialbi, another player I left out of there, how he looks in a Capitals uniform and how he plays at this speed and at this level. So I think that's going to help them as they make these decisions, but they've got to bring in 3-4 guys who are, you know, in their young 20s next year and kind of mix them with this veteran group.
Tark, great stuff. Appreciate the time. Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
Yep. Tariq Al-Bashir covers the Capitals for The Athletic. A little bit later in the show, we'll get into the NBA playoffs with Tim Bontemps from ESPN right here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You know, the last couple of weeks, one of the biggest topics on this show, which I've paid no attention to be quite honest. I mean, I pay attention to it when it's discussed on the air, but I don't seek it out. I don't really care about it.
Okay.
Is the Johnny Depp trial.
Yes.
So they took a week off, but it's back in business. And I went...
Starts again today, right?
Yeah, I went to the bathroom earlier, and Fox 5 is on here locally, and they showed a picture. I couldn't believe it. There's like a line of 100 donks waiting to go to the trial that started at 7 a.m.
There were donks out there 2 weeks ago, too.
I understand.
I think
how are they still interested?
Like dressed up like Captain Jack Sparrow. Like
it's crazy.
What are you doing with your life?
I think I read that they were standing in line. See, the trial didn't start until 10 every day.
Yeah, right.
I think they were standing in line at 3, 4 in the morning.
No. They were standing in line since 7 a.m. yesterday.
Honestly, the last
time. Unbelievable.
Last time I 24
stood in
hours.
Line, last time I stood in line like that.
Well, they're stupid.
Was in the probably the late 80s to buy like Motley Crue tickets when they were coming to the Capitol Center.
And you did that, though? You stood in line for hours and hours?
Outside. This is how old I am. I basically camped out outside of a Ticketmaster and waited for the stupid tickets to go on sale.
So you actually slept?
Slept there, yes. So I could go see Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx at the Capitol Center.
Wow.
But again, I was young.
At least that was a concert.
Dumber than I am now.
Like, that's supposed to be entertainment.
Right.
You're supposed to be crazy. You're not supposed to do this for trials.
No, of course you're
like,
not.
Like, what kind of bizarro world do we live in where people think, this is my entertainment?
I'm looking at these donks, though. I don't see anybody in a outfit. They just look like regular donks. It does seem like majority women. But still, the fact that it's been 24 hours that there's a line... To go watch a trial.
I don't even want to go to court if I'm called.
Who are these people?
If I'm called for jury duty, I don't want to go. But I'll have to. I mean, I'm required to by law.
Do you think Depp is capitalizing on his groupies while he's in town?
Well, if it's not while he's in town, definitely do it when he's home. For sure.
Did you see some of...
JP doesn't think people... It's the most captivating trial in the world right now. Of course people want to see it. And they want to gawk at Johnny Depp.
I like watching it, but I like watching it on YouTube.
I like watching it in my house.
Yeah, on TV.
So there's no chance I'd wait out there for 10, 12 hours.
I haven't watched a second of it.
What if you had an instant? What if, though, somebody you knew
got a VIP seat?
Said, I can get you in.
Well, if I could go right at 10, I don't have to wait in line. I might go for a couple
hang out next to the bailiff.
But I'm not going for the entire trial.
Do these losers that are loitering, they should be arrested for just loitering.
Did you see in the line that one of the guys is dressed as the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Johnny Depp?
He's dressed like, is it like Hunter S. Thompson?
Yeah, he has the Hawaiian shirt on.
I kind of do like that bit. Now, when Depp arrives... Does he arrive at the front of the courthouse, or they whisk him in like a secret?
I thought you said it was
like
a secret
back entrance.
No idea.
I think through the back door.
So these people who are camping out,
but they find them
wasting their lives. They're not even seeing him go into the courtroom.
Maybe they're Amber Heard fans.
A lot of
Amber Heard exist.
She gets ridiculed. They're screaming about how she's a liar. Now, these fans are nuts. They hate her.
Right? I think you can maybe see him when he drives away. When he pulls out of the courthouse, they wave at him. Sometimes he rolls down his window.
Right.
Do you think
that sounds like a lot of fun?
Is Amber Heard still hot, or is she just trying to not look hot in this? You know,
I think she's attractive.
She's attractive.
Impossible for her to not look hot
because she's so darn attractive.
Because she's hot. Yeah. Like, it's impossible for her not.
But
to
see,
be
I mean,
she wears
super hot.
She wears the black suits, and
she's not hotting it up.
Looks
for
like
court.
She's at a funeral.
Okay,
almost.
I've seen clips. She's not hotting it up, but she's.
And they probably tell her to dress like that.
She's attractive enough where even when she's like plain Janeing it, like you can tell, like, okay.
That's an attractive girl.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
Trying not to be hot because she's in court.
Right.
And trying to win all the
Have you seen some of the clips? I'm sure it's all over social media, but one of Depp's attorneys is Camille Vasquez, who's LA-based.
Is that the one you think is hot?
I mean, she's
hot.
Psychologist.
I know you like the psychologist.
Shannon Curry is her name.
Yeah.
No, but Camille Vasquez is one of his attorneys who's LA based, and some of their interaction when the day is over, how they're grabbing each other's hands.
People want to isolate Johnny's tagging that.
Yeah, I mean, they're just throwing it out there. But
so you're reading on the body cues.
Well, there's one. I don't know what day it was, but there's one clip of him leaving, and he's getting ready to leave, and she kind of races around the table to say goodbye, and they hold hands for like 2 seconds.
Was it like an intimate thing? Like you only do that if you're tagging?
I mean, do attorneys do that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You gotta ask your boy Thomas Mooney.
Yeah, he'd be clutch.
It just looked strange.
He mostly represents like
he's
gangbangers.
Like, dudes.
But, I mean, Depp's banged everybody, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
wouldn't be surprised. Also, he is paying her probably hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah, she'd probably do anything for the money. But, you know, he does sound like a nightmare. Like, can you imagine dating him? Like, he does every drug on the planet. He pukes in his own.
He's
in
his house.
Well, he's sober now.
Yeah. She said she had to change his diaper. Or not his diaper, but, you know, like, he was pooping his pants because he was so hammered. Ugh. I mean, what a nightmare.
Well, yeah.
She sounds like a nightmare, too, but he is a nightmare.
I don't think Johnny Depp's been more of a sex icon than he is right now. I'm telling you, I'm just judging from what women are saying on social media, and I see him, like, on the reels.
So they want to go change his diaper?
No, you know, it's not that. they find him extremely charming.
Right. But they like all the lines of blow everywhere.
He's charming until he guzzles 3 bottles of red wine.
I think they assume that Amber Heard is lying about everything.
Yeah.
She's lying about the picture of all the drugs everywhere.
Of course he's done drugs, but I don't think a lot of women don't care about that.
I guess.
Well, she's going to be back on the stand today, and his attorneys have had an extra week to prepare.
Uh-huh. Hey, now the cats are eliminated, maybe I'll shift my focus to watching some of the Depp Heard trial.
Hey, when it is live, and if Jason reminds me and texts me, or JC United hits me up on Twitter, I am a little captivated.
Where is it even broadcast? I wouldn't know where to...
YouTube.
It's broadcast live on YouTube.
It's like Law and Crime.
Just type in Johnny Depp live.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a million feeds will come up.
Gotcha.
It's called the Law and Crime website.
But you gotta make sure...
I'll just... Google Johnny Depp.
If you go to YouTube, it'll be the first window you see.
So some people use old-fashioned televisions. Don't the television, isn't it on like Court TV or something?
I'll be honest. I'm probably going to watch.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if every day it's on. I could be wrong. But
probably going to watch a poker vlog or two before I get to Johnny Depp. But I'll try to get to it.
I know. You don't
eventually.
Care.
It's just interesting the details about like their life. And like talking about all of Johnny's different houses and... She was in the condo next door, and that was where she kept her clothes.
I'm more convinced than ever that he, like, looking at all the properties that he's owned, despite the obscene amounts of money that
he's
made for bad movies, that he will go busto. Because you can't have 20 properties and not go busto, especially once the income stops rolling in.
Well, just imagine what he's paying. He's got five attorneys.
What if he's renting them out, Cakes? What if he's Airbnb?
He's renting them out. Johnny Depp's renting out his property.
Airbnbs.
I think he snorted all his money, too.
Yeah. Like, when we see in 8 or 10 years or less that he's completely felted and destitute, not surprised.
Like, if he wins, let's say Johnny Depp wins, he
gets 50 million.
He sued, she countersued. She doesn't have 50 million. Like, that's even a joke.
I don't know how that works.
She better do like.
What's the point of suing her for 50 million?
She better do 20 Aquamans. Yeah. Jason Momoa.
Well, maybe he doesn't get 50, but maybe he gets 5. He paid her 14 million.
I think her worth is over 10 million.
Okay, that's not 50.
Okay, he'll make a dent. He just wants to damage her. You think he cares about getting the money?
You know what? The money
he just wants
back,
to pummel her.
The money he gets back is the money he already gave her. He's already getting his own money back.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably what
he
wants.
He's doing the Teddy KGB thing in Rounders. He's getting the money back from Mike McDermott. Yeah. How did I get to Rounders from there? I'm genius. That's how.
Poker vlogs and Rounders.
Yeah, I got
in the last 3 minutes.
Poker on the brain. No more caps to watch.
Did you see there was one interaction where when the day was ended and either they were going to lunch or the day was over and she was leaving the witness stand and he was leaving the courtroom and then
and
they
she
had,
jumped back.
Well, and then they had somebody intervene
so that
they didn't cross paths because God only knows what could have
happened.
Yeah,
but she acted scared like he was going to beat her up right there in the courtroom.
Yeah.
The way she acted.
Was it almost like when, was it Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen almost crossed paths with Alex Smith in the bowels
it was more
of AT&T Stadium?
It was more abrupt than that.
Kinda
but
like
yeah,
that.
It was very similar, though. Very similar. I, you know what? I'm intrigued. Send me a text, Jason.
Would you rule out the possibility that they ever hook up again?
I wonder. I would never rule that out.
Never rule it out.
I would never rule that out. With exes. You never know with exes.
Right.
I would never rule that out.
Can you get over $100 million lawsuit?
Yeah, it might be tough, but he has so many options. Like if you're hurting, I could see it maybe happening. But I mean, he's Johnny Depp,
right?
He can basically be with any woman on earth.
Do you think he still can?
I mean, for the way Drab's talking about it, sounds like it.
You got to be really damaged to want to date Johnny Depp at this point.
Sure,
right? Is there a normal, like, intelligent lawyer who's got a great career, great life, that wants to date Johnny Depp.
But there's 200 people lined up outside the Fairfax County Courthouse
right.
that are dying to date
Johnny
Depp.
Yeah, but
they're
all damaged and broken.
Right.
They're losers,
correct.
They really are.
Right?
They've seen Curse of the
Black
Pearl one too many times.
They can just stand out there all day and they just watch
a lot of people don't work anymore.
They're losers, but Jason's going to go home and watch it on the internet all day. Okay.
Well,
that's a little different.
How is it different?
Because he's not going there.
No, I got a little loser in me for that, yeah. But I'm not going to watch the entire thing, and I'm not going to be at the courthouse.
Right. Like, you have an escape hatch anytime you want.
Anytime
you
I'm
just
on,
turn it off,
go do my thing, go walk the dog,
right.
go play golf.
Right.
But I wouldn't be locked into it. But, yeah, you could probably agree that I'm a little bit of a loser from watching. I mean, Cakes isn't watching it.
Maybe I will sample it today.
I don't know how you're not just intrigued by... just the personality.
You guys give me all the recaps. This is good. I'm good with what I'm getting.
It's more than enough.
Yeah.
All right, we got a few things. I mean, a lot going on. We have Tim
By the way, Cahill's a loser too because he watches it every day.
Right.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Hey, I don't care.
Maybe you and I can go to the actual court.
It's entertainment.
Hey, I told you, I know one of the attorneys. We might be able to get a pass.
We know higher ups in Fairfax.
You know one of her attorneys or his attorney?
Hers.
Her
attorneys. All right, so we got Tim Bontemps coming up at 9. I guess talk all about the NBA playoffs. And then when we come back, I didn't even realize this, that Breeze is done at NBC.
Yeah,
that was
one,
that bad.
One and done.
Wow. And we have a Jim Irsay video that we want to touch on. But right now, you can save 40% with Thompson Creek's amazing sale. For a limited time, buy one window, get one 40% off, including expert insulation, and incredible finance options. Thompson Creek Designs builds and installs replacement windows without the middleman markup, so you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. And because your windows come direct from their local factory, Thompson Creek is able to replace them faster than the competition. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Save 40% and call 855-57-CREEK now.
have. I didn't think so.
Like the verbal gaffes that.
What did you think? He was uninteresting?
Uninteresting to me.
No nuggets.
Boring. Just thought he did nothing for me. And that broadcast.
I think he wanted to do games. He
NBC
didn't
seemed like they have got like 100 people.
Is
on
he
that
also
show
paired
anyway.
With Tony Dungy, who I always think is a bore fest? I mean, nice guy, but I just think Tony Dungy's just boring. And then you pair him with Drew Brees.
Well, didn't Brees take Rodney Harrison's position?
Because I thought Harrison was still part of the broadcast.
No, he is, but
year.
I don't think he was on the in the studio as much. He was out and about. He and Sims and Collinsworth's kid were all out and about.
Yeah, like I said, they've got 100 guys on that broadcast.
They got a lot of guys.
Drew Brees just didn't do anything for me. Maybe you liked him. I didn't think it was terrible. Like I said, no verbal gaffes. He just did.
From what I read, he wanted to do games. He didn't want to do the studio show. And they said, I guess maybe they don't think he's good enough, but they said they didn't have any games for him to do.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, they decided to move on. And the interesting thing here is there are some whispers that he might want to come back.
No.
With
his
play?
His noodle arm wants to come back.
Maybe his arm healed. Maybe his arm healed.
Well, he tweeted it.
Yeah.
It was a long, rambling tweet about what he might do next.
Well, can you read it? Read the tweet.
I don't have it in front of me, but give me a second here. It was about, he might coach his kid's football team. He might play football. He might do
He just threw in there,
work.
I might play football? Just threw that little
well,
sentence
I think
in?
I think he tweeted before that that the fact that Landry and Olave were going to the Saints makes him want to play.
I have it right here.
Yeah.
Despite speculation from media about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour.
Nice.
Senior golf tour. Coach my kids or all of the above. I'll let you know.
Well, he can't do all of the above. Yeah. It's impossible.
Well, dude, he's leaving it wide open.
But he also had tweeted signing Jarvis Landry and the Honey Badger makes me want to come back and play again.
Mm.
That was the previous tweet. Well, Jameis right bitter.
Jameis is so salty.
He likes what the Saints have done this offseason.
Right. Well, maybe do the Saints have his rights? Could he come back and play for somebody else? How's that work?
Not sure.
But I guess if he referenced Olave, then he's saying.
Well, I think the Saints would
probably.
What
do you mean Olave?
No, it wasn't Olave. It was Landry and Honey Badger.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, those two recent signings. I mean, there's teams out there that. I mean, maybe the Panthers are desperate enough. I'm sure the Saints would let him play if he wants to play. I mean, he was a legend there. I don't know when
his contract
situation.
You think he's bitter, too? He was the all-time passing leader. Then he retired, and then Brady passed
him. Did you think he was bad? I didn't think he was bad.
It wasn't horrible, but the arm was just not right.
No, I mean,
as a broadcaster?
In studio.
No, I didn't think he was bad. I thought he was like a rookie.
I mean, he was okay.
And so I thought, he would get better. But you can only be... You either have charisma or you don't. He might not have the charisma. You know what I mean?
I don't think he was dull. Maybe he just didn't give you an insider's perspective like they expected or give you stories.
All I can tell you watching those dumb Mannings, and I don't even like them.
Uh-huh.
They're just, there's something kind of compelling about them.
They have charisma.
They have charisma, I guess. I never thought Eli did. But in his own kind of way, he does. Maybe just playing off his brother.
But does Tom Brady have charisma? He's kind of dull.
Not really.
He's becoming more charismatic. Well, he is. The last couple of years, he's kind of come out of
his show. But if he was doing that type of show.
He might be just like him. You might be right.
Just say, if he was doing that show or calling a game, is he going to give you charisma and personality?
We don't know.
He's just okay.
Do you think it's a possibility? I threw it out there. You guys didn't pay attention. What? That Breeze... He was the all-time passing leader in yardage.
Mm-hmm.
Brady then passed him and is coming back. That part of him wants to reclaim his records.
No, he's not coming back for record chasing. I don't think he's that type of guy. I don't see that.
No.
Like, he would want to come back and try to win a Super Bowl.
I mean, he's 43. I just think he's done.
It's over. He had a noodle arm 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it's not getting stronger now.
It might have. Maybe it was. Maybe
well,
it was.
Your arm doesn't get stronger as you get older. It gets weaker.
You're right, but what if he was injured and then you heal? You're right. You do
believe it when I see it.
Huh?
I'll believe it if and when I see it, but I don't think he's coming back to play in the NFL.
I wouldn't say it was outrageous that his arm, his shoulder healed and he's got a little more arm strength than he has.
If I'm the Saints, give me wacky Jameis all day long. Jameis with another funny quote over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm not
what
a Jameis,
did Jameis
guy,
say?
Something along the lines, maybe Valdez can find it, where he was like, he said something like, I didn't really realize I missed playing football until I missed playing football. Please find the quote.
It was very Yogi Berra-ish.
Yeah, it was very, very on brand for Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
It just made me slap my knee because Jameis is funny.
Well, if I had to bet, I wouldn't think that he's going to come back. He kind of threw it in there with pickleball and senior golf and watching his kids play. He threw it in there with a bunch of things. But I didn't think Brady, once he retired, was coming back either. So he probably was bored this last year.
I'm stunned. I'm actually stunned that they got rid of him after 1 year. I don't know
NBC?
Why. Yeah.
Well, it was mutual.
Well, maybe he said, I don't want to do the
studio.
Oh, maybe
studio. He did. Okay.
And he says, I want to call games. And maybe, I don't know how they couldn't find games for him to call.
Right.
Well, what games is he going to do?
Be the third guy? I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
They only offered him Notre Dame. And I don't think he really wanted to do that.
He didn't want to do college.
He didn't want to do college?
He's a Purdue guy.
Yeah. Can I hear the Jameis, please, Valdez? I think he has it.
As a kid, my passion was always football, right? But being taken away from the game, I didn't realize that my passion was playing football.
All right, so hold on.
It's funny.
Hey,
as a kid, his passion was football, and he didn't realize his passion was playing football.
Right.
I guess. Maybe he thought it was.
Maybe he just liked the actual football.
Maybe.
As a kid.
Maybe he was watching football.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he just doesn't care about watching anymore. He just wants to play.
Jameis is unintentionally the funniest guy on the planet.
All right, so what's the Ursae video that we have?
Drabby, you have
not seen this.
Is this new Ursae video?
I think it's new.
Bickle, this will be right up your alley.
I saw it over the weekend.
Oh, no, I saw it.
Yeah, he put it out on Saturday. He's drunk in his plane. I think like
singing
some country song or some crap.
It's a song I've never heard before.
The worst voice ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's just a weirdo.
Yeah.
What have you seen, my blue-eyed son? And what have you seen, my darling young one? I've seen newborn babies with wild wolves all around them. I've seen a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. Saw gunshots and swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain.
So is that that's the guy.
Who's recording that?
I don't.
So that's the guy that doesn't like Carson Wentz. Sorry, Team Carson.
He wasn't the only guy.
All right. Hey, a lot of the comments were about, whoa, I'm off of your say. I'm on Team Wentz now. This guy's a loon. Dude.
You know who he sounds like? He sounds like Cheech. A little bit.
Well, there are other videos of him. Did you see if you actually duck-duck-go it? There are other videos.
Sounds like this guy.
Baby was born to fight.
There are videos of him like addressing the team.
Yeah.
Where he's clearly high as a kite. He can't even articulate his words. He's addressing the entire team. And it's only from a couple of years ago. You know, because the guy's got a pill addiction. He's clearly got an alcohol problem. Team Wentz. Sorry, buddy.
Nuh-uh.
You know who
you
else,
don't love Wentz.
You know who else is Team Wentz? I was telling Drabby as I was driving in this morning. I was listening to Greg Cosell on Kimes podcast.
Let's get him on.
He's Team Wentz. He says it's going to be a nice fit. He says he still has the talent, still has the athleticism, and the vertical passing game that Scott Turner and Kenny Zampezi run on paper should be a nice fit.
Well, I know who I'm not. I'm not Team Ursae. That's JP's
exactly.
Guy. JP, that's your guy. That's your owner.
Hey, he can squat 525 pounds.
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
He can. Watch the videos.
He's also, Jim Irsay is also the world's oldest looking 62-year-old.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you abuse
I know, but I watched
drugs
the video,
and alcohol.
And I said, is he 84?
Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
Valdez, can you find the video? It's one of the first things you duck-duck-go of him addressing the team. It's like from 2 years ago or so, and it's just a mess. He can't articulate his words. And he's like addressing him after a victory or something.
That doesn't mean he's incorrect when he says, I want a team that can score 30 points a game.
Maybe we were born to.
What's more from his quarterback?
Maybe don't hand the ball off every time.
As does Greg Ballard.
Maybe don't.
It's not just Jim Irsay.
Greg Ballard. You mean Chris Ballard.
Chris Ballard. Greg Ballard was money with the Bulls back in the day.
Chris Ballard has to say whatever the owner wants. You have it? Or you can't find it?
All right. Got to take a break. Look, we opened up the show talking a lot about the Washington Capitals. Let's get back into it. Tarik El-Bashir joined us in the 7 o'clock hour. And we're wondering, what do you think this team should do moving forward? A lot of people want to blow it up. Do you tweak it? How do you tweak it? Capitals get eliminated in the first round, fourth year in a row. We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.